and
Aardvark.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 78. I'm not even going to mess around today. I'm ready to get into this episode, so we're going to learn about a mythical creature today. Are you ready? Here we go. It's
lesson time.
Today's mythical creature lesson is the hippogriff. Behold the mighty hippogriff with a horse's body and an eagle's wings. It symbolizes strength, harmony, and decisive action, and tells you that nothing is truly impossible. You might spot a hippogriff from Greek mythology when starting an epic journey, or feeling unsure about your abilities. It's a sign that you are on the right path and destined to achieve great things. Remember to cherish your loved ones because everything is connected in this beautiful life journey. Aw, little Buckbeak. If you know what I'm talking about, go comment on this episode's little preview. But if you have no idea, just go ahead and move on. Like I said, nothing at all. But this was a fun one. You're about to go on an epic journey, or you are on an epic journey, and a hippogriff is there to be like, yo, you got this. You got this. And what better mythical creature to do than a hippogriff right before a new year? Get on your epic journey, your New Year's resolutions, you know? I don't know. We're going to go ahead and move on to stories.
This comes from LaGreach on Reddit.
I have many experiences I consider paranormal in the house where I lived when I was a kid and teenager. Before I was born, my mom had a bunch of weird experiences, especially in her room. She tended to wake up because of tachycardia, always at 4 a.m., and she'd see shadow people. A couple of times they tried to approach her, but she says a white light circle shape appeared and they disappeared when this light arrived. Once she didn't want to open her eyes, because she knew she was going to see them. So she wanted to hold my father's hand. My dad is tall, so he has big hands. But instead of that, she felt a small hand, like a child's hand. And there were no children at the home. She says that this presence didn't scare her and held the hand tightly, but it let go of her hand gently. Then she and my dad moved to another room. I know these could have been nightmares or sleep paralysis, but what I have seen are not nightmares. It all started when I was around 10. Things used to fall from their places, but not in a normal way. You know, sometimes we leave things very close to the edge of tables or shelves, but this was not like that. Stuff that nobody had touched and was not close to the edges would fall, but not in a normal way. It's as if someone threw it. It happened with my toys and books many times. Sometimes we saw it, and sometimes we would find things on the floor or heard them falling. One time my cousin Patty was visiting. My parents, Patty, and I we're going to have lunch at a restaurant. My parents had some stuff to do, so Patty, who was older than me, and I went back. She went up the stairs before me, and I clearly saw her go into the kitchen. Well, I saw someone going to the kitchen, directly to the refrigerator. But when I got to the kitchen, there was no one there. Patty was in the bathroom. The experience I remember the most happened the day I celebrated my 11th birthday. After my party, my mom went to a job dinner. My school friends went home at like 6 p.m. There were some candies and snacks left, so my cousins, Liz, Fiorella, Sandra, and Patty, decided to play with some dolls, saying it was their birthday. It was like a justification to eat the leftovers. So we went to the room that I had mentioned before, where my toys and the PC were. Liz was like 18 at the time, so she didn't really want to play with us. She was expecting some time playing video games on the PC. We let two of the dolls sit down in the chairs at the end of the room. One was a normal doll. The other was a 75 centimeter doll. Those were popular at the time. We were playing a game where you dance, and when the music stops, you must stop dancing, and you don't move like a statue. We asked Liz to be the one who would turn on and off the music. We were playing for roughly 30 minutes, and suddenly we looked at the dolls, and the one big one moved by itself, as if an invisible someone held it and threw it on the floor. The five of us saw the same thing. We all ran away from that room. Sometimes it was difficult to stay at home. We could feel an awful atmosphere, like heavy and dark. My family is Catholic, so they called a priest to bless the house and paid for a mass for the souls of purgatory. The same day of the mass, I was playing the PlayStation with my cousin Liz, and we saw the video game instruction book move with nobody touching it on the table. After that day, those things started happening little by little. I am not into any religion, but I believe in the good and evil. Maybe the visit of the priest helped. We don't live there anymore. We moved long ago. Currently, my dad rents that house, and the tenant hasn't complained, so I guess nothing happens now. But despite the stuff stopping, I would never live there again. I just wonder if someone here has any similar experiences. The lights my mom saw, if they were not sleep paralysis, things falling. This is the first time after more than 20 years I wrote about this on the internet. It's something I don't tend to tell my friends. I almost forgot this part of the story. They said at the bottom, P.S. I also have an experience in high school. My school is huge and old, and many say it's haunted. Near one of the gardens, there are some toilets that almost no one uses, and they saw someone kick the door from inside, but they couldn't see shoes, so they opened the door, and there was no one there. Gross. That's gross. But this whole story is just crazy. The fact that their mother started seeing things before this person was even born is what's wild. And the fact that they called a priest so much later, after all these things were happening, is even more wild. But it seemed to have helped. So, you know, I'm like this person where I believe in good and bad, but I don't know if these spirits are necessarily bad. Because I feel like if they were, maybe they would have called a priest sooner. I don't know. Maybe I'm just talking about things I don't know. But anyhow, that just sounds correct in my brain. It just kind of sounds like these spirits were stuck and being people on the other side. I don't know. It's crazy though when multiple people have the same experience, because you can't really just write it off and be like, oh, well, that could have just been my eyes playing tricks on me. Because when multiple people see something happen, it's more justification to be like, oh yeah, that totally happened. At least in my mind. I don't know what you guys think, but that's how I think. So anyhow, if you have any ideas or any stories that are similar like this, which honestly, I have quite a few stories about ghosts picking things up, being poltergeists, I guess, more or less. There are tons of them throughout this whole podcast, all the episodes. There are a lot of episodes. I couldn't just go pick one specifically and be like, here you go. But there are quite a few that have very similar experiences with people moving things. A couple come to mind where I actually had two similar stories that I can remember where there were grandparents on the other side playing tricks on the people and like moving keys and whatnot. So there are tons of stories, tons of great stories that you should go listen to. But anyhow, I'm going to shut up and we're going to move on to the next story.
This comes from Strawbeedior444 on Reddit.
When I was a little girl, I used to live in this house for a short period of time. The house was very small. At the time, it only had one bedroom. One day, I was sleeping in the room. I woke up to hearing my name being called. At first, it was calm.
Emily.
It was constant.
Emily.
Calling my name
Emily.
Over and over.
Emily.
I was freaked out, and I was at least 9 or 10 years old. I walked out of that room scared. I went to the bathroom, thinking about what was going on. I went back to the room, and I still heard my name constantly being called. I left the room to sleep in the living room. My mom and dad were sleeping on the couch. I decided to stay there, freaking out about the name calling. My mom woke up and saw me, and she told me to go back to the room. I tried telling her something was in there, but she wouldn't believe me. I went back to the room scared. I sat on the bed crying, still hearing my name continuously being called.
Emily. 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 Emily.
Getting louder and worse, I cried and didn't know what to do, so I prayed. Once I prayed, the voice went away, and I fell asleep. After that happened, weeks later, I overheard my mom talking to my aunt. They were talking about the house and how someone had died in the house. It's one thing to hear your name being called just randomly, maybe once or twice, but to have it be continuous and basically not shutting up, what on earth? It's almost as if it's the spirit of the person who passed away in the house, and now they're on the other side just kind of being mean and are like repeating your name just so that they can get you out of the house. God, you know what? I am so sorry. I keep referring to the others, and I'm going to do it again. You guys need to go watch that movie. It's freaking great. You would get my reference if you watch it. But the others is where it's at, because it is so on point with like how I view a spirit being in the house. Just the whole idea of them being dead on one side and not having any idea that they have passed away, and then normal people just moving into the house like do, and them not knowing that there are ghosts in their house, and then all of a sudden things are moving. And I don't know, it's a wild one. Please go watch it, because then you'll get all my references. And it's honestly how I totally view the other side. They're just going about their life, or they're very much aware that there are people in the house that they are living, that they used to live in, and they're doing everything in their power to get them out. Yeah, I mean, that's basically almost the others. So please go watch that, because that's how I feel like this story is. I don't know. I'm just making shit up as I do. But I love it. I love theories. I want to hear yours. If you have an opinion about either story, let me know. If you have any paranormal story at all, let me know. And I hope you enjoy today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.